Hi folks, before we begin, we've got a live event in Swindon on the 11th of April. Link will be in the description. Come and join us there. It's going to be amazing. And I'm weirdly fascinated by this image. I said this yesterday. I don't have that tie. But the more I see this image, the more I'm like, that is a nice tie. I showed it to my wife and she was like, that is a hideous tie. So I'm probably going to have to get one. Anyway, let's begin. Wow. I knew that something would save us from facial recognition cameras. And the only thing that the regime cares about is this going to affect our client minorities? That's the only thing they care about. It just does not matter whether it's good or bad, whether it works or not, as long as it doesn't affect the client minorities. I mean, look at this. Essex Police pauses use of live facial recognition cameras due to racial bias concerns. Ah, yeah. What were they? Let's have a look. Essex Police have paused this because of a positive identification rate and the potential bias in that. 200 people recruited from the University of Cambridge and they found it correctly identified half of those on the watch list, that it was extremely rare for someone to be flagged up if they weren't on the list. But the study found it was statistically more likely to correctly identify black people than other ethnicities. It was also more likely to spot men than women. But correctly identify means that you are worried that it is racially biased in accurately identifying criminals when they're black. And even if it was less likely to identify other ethnicities, you're still not saying it's incorrectly identifying them. So this is this is really eyebrow raising, I've got to say. Researchers said it raised questions about fairness that required it's not fair that we catch those criminals and not other criminals. Right, it's about fairness. It's fairness. Right. Oh yes, it's totally fair that we take this software down because it's correctly identifying black criminals over other ethnicities. Guardian has more information on this. As they say, the results were published last week showed about half the people on the watch list were correctly identified, and incorrect identifications were extremely rare. But the system was more likely to correctly identify men than women and was statistically significantly more likely to correctly identify black participants than participants from other ethnic groups. So this is about fairness and monitoring. One of its authors, Dr. Matt Bland, told The Guardian, "If you're an offender passing facial recognition cameras, which are set up as they have been in Essex, the chances of you being identified as being on a police watch list are greater if you're black. To me, that warrants further investigation." I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Because this is not the same problem as they list just underneath it, right? The problem differs from the more common public concern about the technology is that it identifies innocent people. Yeah, they're not saying that. They're not saying that the software identifies innocent people. What they're saying is, oh yeah, it's more likely to catch black people. It's like, well, I mean, maybe it is. But I mean, Don't come to me whining, because I don't want you to have this kind of stuff anyway. But then I didn't want the kind of society that necessitated them bringing this in the first place. So all I'm saying is, you've made a rod for your own fucking backs here, haven't you, idiots? I mean, this one, based on a man arrested for burglary in a city he'd never visited 100 miles away because he looked the same as some other guy, is just very interesting. But this isn't the first time that this has happened. This is an article from 2025 December, where police have admitted that they have used racially biased facial recognition technology because it was more likely to incorrectly identify black and Asian people than their white counterparts. So in this case, it was just not as good at identifying black and Asian people than white people. This isn't necessarily to say anything about the number of people who correctly identifies. This found that it delivered more false positives for black and Asian subjects than white people, 5.5%, 4%, and 0.04% respectively. The rate for black women was particularly high at 9.9%. Now, the common left-wing allegation about this is, well, the people who made it were white, and so they calibrate it and design it to identify features, sort of Caucasian European features, and therefore these the bias is brought in by the people who made it, because they made it with themselves in mind. It's like, yeah, maybe that's true. But, and don't get me wrong, this is by far worse than this. Like, it's it's statistically more likely to identify black participants. So was this one made by the KKK or something? Like, or was this one also, the KKK made this one, and we're like, oh, right, it's catching us. Right, okay, reconfigure it to capture this group instead then, shall we? I mean, what are we saying, honestly? But again, it's only because of the kind of society they have made that this sort of stuff has become necessary. I mean, we live in Britain, the most surveilled society in the world, and now we're going to have just non-stop 24/7 AI racially scanning us to see if we're on a watch list, which, I mean, just isn't the future marvelous? Everyone thought we were going to have flying cars and colonies on the moon, and instead we've got AI that's either too racist or not racist enough, depending on your perspective. Just incredible. Just incredible. Anyway, there is some good news about this, though. I mean, there is actually more tragic news on the racist AI facial recognition front. And as the Times reported in December, facial recognition will create no-go areas for minorities. Surveys have revealed concern and skepticism about the accuracy of the technology among some demographics who may consider avoiding an area where it's in use. Right, okay. I mean, I am actually not that worried about this because I am not a criminal. I don't go around committing crimes. So even if they have facial recognition, it's going to be shit. And even if it falsely identifies me, I'll be able to be like, well, okay, this is what I was doing at that time in that place. So, you know, whatever. I hate to make the, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to fear argument. But that's genuinely why I'm not really worried about these things, is because I don't really have anything to hide. But this is definitely not a very good advertisement for this AI facial recognition software, and we definitely shouldn't be using it on these grounds. Detailed surveys of public attitudes towards live facial recognition have revealed concern and skepticism about the accuracy of the technology. Hey, it's the accuracy of the technology that's the problem, right? I mean, it just so happens to more accurately correctly identify people on watch lists if they're of minority groups. So, I mean, like, again, surely the worry that they have isn't mistaken identity. Not all groups commit crimes at the same rate, which I think is the issue here. But anyway, the findings show this will influence the behaviour when the cameras are installed. Well, hey, I'm actually not adverse to that. Surveys found that minority groups are more likely to avoid or consider avoiding an area where live facial recognition was in use. Well, that's really interesting. That's really, really interesting. And, you know, teenagers, great. They'll avoid it too. Brilliant. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual people, and those educated to a degree level or above. Oh my god, that sounds amazing. Those aged 55 and above, or people without educational qualifications, said they were more willing to enter public spaces where the technology was in use. Man, this is really interesting, isn't it? Really interesting. Because, like, I was always against hyper-Orwellian technological dystopias until I realised that what it would do is create essentially the perfect environment for a Wetherspoon's garden. Like, we could have the best summers, lads. We could all just sit in the Wetherspoon's pub gardens and make all of the town centre a Wetherspoon's pub garden. Also, that's all I'm saying, right? It could be great. It could be incredible. We could live in paradise. All I'm saying is this is really winning me over to the need for mass AI surveillance facial recognition technology, just so we can have nice, relaxing summers. Just saying. I mean, all I'm saying is I think this would be a lot of fun and it would make our lives so much easier, right? I've always been against this kind of Orwellian dystopian stuff, but if the government has to do it, which it seems they have to, I mean, come on, they've been telling us for years they have to do it, then I guess we just have to have it done. This technology has been rolled out in other places as well, and lo and behold, wouldn't you know it just happens to cause more racism in those countries. It just happens to racistly identify because 90% of individuals arrested through the decisions based on facial recognition in Brazil are black. Wow, I mean, I can't believe they just happen to have the KKK facial recognition software as well. Crazy how the experts are suddenly like, yeah, no, we can't have this. This is racist. It's like, really? It's not that there are differences between groups of people in society. Of course, in America, this is reinforcing racist stop and frisk policing. How could it be? How dare it be this racist to the, for some reason? This is another thing as well, right? Isn't it weird how it's always racistly targeting the same demographic over and over, no matter where in the world that you go? It's racistly identifying that group of people as being more prone to criminality than others. That's very interesting. Very, very interesting. So, of course, ban the scan campaign. Yep, we've got to ban it because it's racist. It's not finding the same results and the same levels of criminality equally amongst all groups. And therefore, the software is the problem. Therefore, the AI is the problem. Canada, they have this rolled out. And of course, in Canada, they're like, well, this does kind of change the nature between the relationship and between citizens and law enforcement. It's like, yes. And this is the argument we were making all this time, and nobody cared. Nobody gave a damn. The only time you cared is when you thought it was racist. The only time you cared is when you thought it affected minorities. If you thought it would only affect the white majorities in these countries, you wouldn't give a damn at all, would you? Like these concerns about, you know, ethics and not living in Orwellian dystopias are just such, they're so in the rearview mirror for these people that there's just no point even bringing it up, is there? And the thing is, we've been down this road before, haven't we? This is just another police body camera event where the left was like, yep, the reason for these inequalities and outcomes is because all the police just hate black people. They just hate them for some reason. And it's just a perennial problem that has been going for decades and decades and decades. And so the only way to fix it is to make sure that every single thing a policeman does is monitored. And what did we get from the body camera footage? Well, it wasn't exactly very flattering. And it actually kind of suggested that there was a cultural problem in that community. And so, okay, well, the body camera footage is the problem. And in the same way, the AI itself is the problem. Now, like I said, I don't really want to live in a techno dystopia. But if it is going to produce essentially Weatherspoon's town centres, well, maybe I'm more up for it. Maybe an argument can be made. Anyway, come and join us at the live event, folks. 11th of April in Swindon, Saturday, 7 o'clock. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a lot nice. It'd be a nice full show because we've got all the cast there, all the hosts there, and it's going to be just an absolute banger. We've got loads planned. So link in the description.